Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We continue to cover the developments out of Minnesota, where there's a guy suspected of killing one state legislator and wounding another and their families. Today we're learning about multiple ties to the both Texas and North Texas. Suspect had a hit list with the name of a legislator from Texas on it.
Investigators say Vance Bolter had a hit list with around 70 names on it. While the list itself hasn't been released, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar of El Paso posted that she was notified Sunday morning she was one of the names on it. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's making sure that nothing like this happens here.
DPS is on heightened alert. They have joint task forces arrayed around the state of Texas that all do communications where they're gathering information both through social media sources as well as other sources to make sure they will have the most robust source of information and be able to address this in advance.
He says if DPS needs to increase security to protect lawmakers, they will. The Dallas Morning News is also reporting that Bolter went to a religious school called Christ for the Nations Institute in Dallas. It's unclear what years he attended. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Property tax relief is now coming for Texans, assuming that the voters approve the measure in November.
Do you think your property taxes are too high?
Yes.
So do I.
Governor Abbott at a bill signing in Denton, Senate Bill 4 will raise the homestead exemption to $140,000, $200,000 for the elderly and disabled, a quarter of the entire state budget going to property tax relief.
No state in the history of America has devoted such a large percentage of their budget to tax relief in the United States of America.
It works out to a savings of about $500 per house. Businesses would also see a $125,000 tax exemption, but ultimately it'll be up to the voters to decide in November. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas swears in some new council members. The mayor says they're also going to have a busy schedule as they get ready for the World Cup.
10 Dallas City Council members are returning and 4 new members have joined them.
The people of our city spoke in recent weeks when they elected you.
But Mayor Eric Johnson says they also spoke when they supported tighter term limits and the hiring of more police. He says Councilwoman Kara Mendelson will craft public safety policy dealing with funding, response times, and staffing.
In a world that is increasingly shaped by sound bites and memes and artificial content, we're going to focus on real, non-ChatGPT generated solutions in this city.
He says new members will also have to finish getting ready for the World Cup with the International Broadcast Center in Dallas and a fan festival at Fair Park next year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And now we have the latest on a developing situation in Plano where a bomb squad had to be called in to check out a grenade. They found it on a charter bus. The good thing is it turned out to be a replica. Here's the story.
The grenade was eventually found to be inert, and it belonged to a passenger who had been on the bus the previous day. But still, until they knew that, the bus was evacuated, traffic on surrounding roads near Central Expressway and Spring Creek Parkway was halted, and the Plano Police Hazardous Devices Unit was called out. The passenger who left the bag the previous day said the device belonged to his grandfather. No word if there will be any charges. There were no injuries. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Southwest Airlines adding some new tech to help pilots and keep passengers safe.
The Dallas-based airline says nearly all of its 800 planes now have a cockpit alert system that warns pilots if they're lining up on the wrong runway or taxiway. It delivers both verbal and text alerts, aiming to prevent the kinds of near misses that have raised concerns at airports in recent years. Southwest says the upgrade is part of its ongoing commitment to flight safety. From the 24-hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
That one. But unfortunately, there was some violence in Minnesota, and that's where we start today. It took the better part of 2 days. But late last night, law enforcement in Minnesota finally caught the guy suspected of gunning down two top officials in the state legislature, their spouses killing two of them. First, at about 2 o'clock Saturday morning, it was State Senator John Huffman, and his wife Yvette, shot a total of 17 times by a man posing as a police officer. Somehow they survived, but his next two victims, Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, did not. They were pronounced dead at the scene, also shot in their home. The suspect is 57-year-old Vance Bolter. He was wearing a latex mask, dressed in a police uniform, driving a police SUV.
How terrifying was that?
Yeah, I look at that mask itself, and I'm like, first of all, if I get someone knocking on the door and I open the door and that's what I'm looking at, I might pull a gun myself.
Yeah, a lot of people were buying Ring cameras last night.
My God. He also got away after a shootout with real police, but they caught him late last night.
We have an arrest warrant. Take a look around. You are surrounded. Stand up with your hands empty and above your head and come to the sound of my voice.
Now he did, and they arrested him.
I'm very proud to tell you that we took the suspect into custody who is responsible for this. That was within 43 hours of the incident. There's no question that this is the largest manhunt in the state's history. Just down at the scene where he was taken to custody, there was 20 different SWAT teams over an extremely large area hunting this individual down to take him into custody. I believe that the state of Minnesota and certainly the city of Brooklyn Park should be extremely proud of the police officers within the city of Brooklyn Park, but the partnerships that we had are unprecedented between the federal agents, the county, the locals, and others around. It is absolutely an incredible task what went on. Essentially, the Brooklyn Park Police Department was turned over into an operations center, and that's all that hundreds of detectives worked on tirelessly for 43 hours. So while this has come to some conclusion where we've made an arrest, there is a ton of work that needs to be done.
Well, that was Brooklyn Police Chief Mark Brulee. Governor Tim Walz also spoke last night.
One man's unthinkable actions have altered the state of Minnesota. Melissa Hortman was the core of who our values were. She had a hand in so many things that happened. The building that we stand in, she helped usher through, so that we could respond from the State Emergency Operations Center with the professionalism and giving the tools necessary to law enforcement to do their job. To Melissa and Mark's family, I cannot fathom your pain and the grief that you're going through. We'll take solace in the memory and the work that Melissa did, and you can rest assured that we will put every ounce of effort that the state of Minnesota has to make sure that justice is served and the individual responsible for this serves the time for the unspeakable act. State grieves with you.
And that's what everyone's trying to figure out, the motive now. Police trying to pin that down. They do know that both the lawmakers that were shot were Democrats. In Bolter's car, they found a hit list with around 70 names on it. Most of them were Democrats, including Governor Walz. Now, actually, he was a Democrat himself, apparently, and had worked for Walz for several years before this all happened. Now, some of the other names on that list, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, both of the state senators, Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith.
You know, Senator Klobuchar was on Meet the Press yesterday. She got the question from Kristen Welker about, do you know if you were on the list? And the list wasn't public yet. You could tell, even though she didn't want to admit it, you could tell by the look on her face she knew.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what's crazy is that you got to be thinking, if I was on that list, if your name was on that list as a lawmaker, this guy could have been coming for you.
Right.
There were also several planned parenthood locations on the list. We know that Bolter texted some friends shortly before the shootings, writing things like, "I'm going to be gone for a while, maybe dead shortly." Could you imagine getting that text if you were a friend of that? So just to let you know, I love you guys, and I wish it hadn't gone this way. Minnesota authorities right now are holding a press conference announcing charges that this man is facing now. So we will bring you any up-to-date information on when that is made available. But political violence over the last 5 years has remained a big problem. We see this all the time. We saw it. Capitol riot, January 6th. We saw attacks on lawmakers, an assassination attempt and plot to kill President Trump, killing of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington. Dan Byman is the director of the Welfare, Irregular Threats and Terrorism Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The ideologies of the individuals are often scattered. A former FBI director called it salad bar ideology, where they're grabbing a little of this and a little of that. A lot of them are very online people, so they're tremendously influenced by online personalities and conspiracies. So there are some similarities, but there's nothing identical across the shootings.
And that's one thing that we, Mike and I, had last week. We were actually talking to a guy from the University of Chicago. He was a professor there, and he actually talks about these kinds of demonstrations and stuff and how the political violence has gotten to a historic level.
Yeah.
We haven't seen things like this since basically the 60s, when you saw a lot of political assassinations and so on and such, and just the rhetoric is just out of control.
It really feels as if what everybody had to live through in the single year of 1968, that's like that's the infamous year there between Vietnam, King, Robert Kennedy Sr.,
yeah.
And now it's as if everything that they lived through at that time is just being slowly spread out. And it's not really a year. It's just a period of time that we're dealing with.
Yeah, and it's like a big circle coming right back around.
You know, with immigration enforcement actions making headlines again, it is important for both employers and immigrant communities to know their rights, whether it's a workplace audit or an unexpected ICE raid. Understanding the law can make all the difference. And on today's Ask the Expert, immigration attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch joins us in the KRLD Zoom Room. She's here to break down what employers should be aware of and what immigrants need to know on how to protect themselves and their families. Kate, can you start by explaining what an ICE raid typically looks like and what do agents usually target as far as how do they approach these situations?
There's no real legal definition of what a raid is, but I think of a raid as an indiscriminate arrest scenario where ICE is not going after a specific individual. It's not a targeted event. So that maybe they're going to a big work site or arresting people in the parking lot of the supermarket. These are the things that tend to be raids. But we do have a lot of targeted actions going on right now, and that is going to look for specific people at a work site or going after a particular employer. There's heightened enforcement. And so people think of this as raids and, you know, whatever you call it, the reality is immigrants are being swept up in detentions in all sorts of places, in their homes, driving out on the streets, out in public, in work sites, going to their immigration appointments and interviews as well. And that is definitely on the rise.
I know in the latest events that happened, all this seemed to have started with a raid at Home Depot, of all places.
Sure. That was sort of the kickoff of the protests that happened in LA, which, of course, we're watching. And, you know, National Guard, Marines are being called in and all of that is going on. And, you know, the reaction in LA is about the raids. But the sort of the tipping point was Home Depot. Really, we're going to go and get people who are just looking for work at Home Depot. And I think what everybody's really starting to grapple with is the fact that it's clear now that the administration is not just going after people with criminal records and violent criminals and all of that. This is they are going after immigrants, and immigrant equals criminal in the eyes of the Trump administration. And a lot of us know immigrants, work with immigrants, know that they are good people. And it's starting to become, we're starting to see a public outcry, as we've seen in LA, but all over, about the types of people that are being picked up and the fact that they are, you know, law-abiding folks who are doing the best that they can.
ICE showing up to a place of work. What are employers allowed to ask ICE agents? Can they ask for a warrant, or is there any warning?
You can kind of think of a workplace arrest almost like you would a home. So you know that most people know that we have the right against search and seizure. It's the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and that law enforcement can't enter into someone's home without a judicial warrant signed by a judge to enter into that home. And you don't have to open the door for them unless they have that warrant. That also applies in places of business. But the difference with a business is that there are public and private places in a business. And the public part of the business is open to law enforcement just as it is to the public. So the one of the key things that employers can do is make a clear distinction between the public and the private area and actually label what is beyond the lobby, you know, or understand that in a restaurant that maybe the dining area is public, but the kitchen is private, and make it clear, put a label on that door, and then also have a clear procedure. Know who's in charge, who is the point person if law enforcement shows up, and every employee knows they are not to give information about who's there that day or where they are. They are to direct law enforcement to the point person who knows how to review a warrant, get in touch with the lawyer, and interact with law enforcement. And all of this is clearly written and disseminated in a policy and a procedure that the whole company understands. So
that is immigration attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch here on KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.